Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, today I greet you in the mercifulness of the gods. Today I am you listen to the Black Talk Radio Show, the Cosmic Philosopher, and I'm Tim Aldred. I'm going to talk about something that is of a lower frequency than most of the time. Tennessee house fallout. Tennessee house fallout. VP Harris stand with held lawmakers live now. All right. I am interested into politics because politics is a very important thing. It affects people's way of life. Yeah, you agree with me, right? So, of course, I want to talk about, you know, a certain aspect of politics and hope that, you know, I don't think it's anything strange to many people. Just a second. Generally, I am not pleased about the society in the world where humanity is coming from. Humanity is coming from time of civility, the creation. It's not what the Bible talk about. And may I just express that the Bible is not a good book, and especially that it is the paradigm for what they call the Christian faith. There is no such a realistic thing. It's nonsense. Christianity is a product that is used to destroy good thinking. I'm not talking about good thinking for you to just go to university or to a college or whatever the learning institution. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the moral, the discipline of civilized people. That's what I'm talking about. The Bible doesn't represent none of those. No discipline, no principle. Where the Bible talks about some discipline or something like that, it doesn't mean anything. Look at the world out there and look at Christianity. Look at the church. Right? So, and again, the church is what uses democracy to run their system and to also cultivate a certain type of thinking into people that command their respect to what is called democracy. Where does it come from? Where democracy come from? Democracy is European concept. Okay? And my reasoning is much deeper than what it may appear to be, why I am saying this. Now, just behind us is BC era. And if you you understand what is BC era, right? And how would you describe the kind of people, the society, people under the BC era? How would you describe it? Not just to me, but to like everyone listening, because I am on live now, and there are a lot of people around the world that are listening to what I am saying. So, would anybody like to call me and tell me in some details? Not rushing now, right now. Usually not unless you're rushing, but I'm not rushing. So you can, you know, spend some time that you would like to take to talk about what I am asking about. We are in a world that is wrecked, humanity wrecked, right? When they write in the Bible about mankind fall from grace, wasn't talking about one person, no. Just wasn't. So, being as I can go much deeper into this, I don't want to like sidetrack from the context of what I want to say. However, I have to tell you, this bit that whereas we have grown up, not in the BC era, none of us here today were born in under the BC era. We born under AD and Adamany. We don't know anybody now that born under the BC era as human being. You see what I mean? So the fact that it is oddly, you just can't find people who will quickly understand what you're saying about the BC era, because we were not born under the BC era, but it is history. And it is reasonable to find people who know about it. It's okay, it's nice, it's wonderful, it's knowledge. But there's hardly anybody to respond to the BC era. All right, if you want the number to call it right now. 347-850-1358. I think that there are quite a few people listen to me and would perhaps like to call, but it's like their interest has not taken them to where they have actually called. Now, there are some other people out there that have listened to me. I can't like designate what frequency they were listening on, but people call me and talk to me. However, it's difficult for somebody to stay long listening to me because I am now in a season of history, both prehistory and regular history. Right? And because history is so diverse, and society is so lost, I mean, I just don't mean everybody else, excluding me. I am included in the societal lostness. I do. And now I am on as my little way whereas I am virtually alone and thinking about the problems of the Bible and the problem of this making people dysfunction using the Bible. It's a lot of problem, and it is the best thing in life is for people to know things, important things. However, the Bible does not subscribe to that. You may think so, because the people who write the Bible, that's what their expectation is to do, is to turn people foolish and keep them foolish. That's what the church is for. Because remember, you don't take no holiday from the church. Church don't offer holidays. They want you there on those scheduled nights or days. All right? They want you to come to church. And if you know any church that don't want collection, let me know. Not that I want to go to attend there, but because I grew up in the church that passed the plate all the time, that's why I would have interest in knowing, okay? My heart is very sorrowful because when I think of most of all, we as human beings don't really have the value that Bible tells us about. And don't forget that, you know, don't think that when you're praying to God that in the Bible, don't put no hope in it. I can't say too high because you shouldn't put your hopes in anything that the Bible says. And I don't mean everything, because the Bible has some exclusion places. It doesn't tell you that it is exclusive. If you are reading the Bible and understand the difference between Old Testament and New Testament, you will understand what I mean. Because you have prophecies in the Old Testament, and you have some other anti-Christian what we call this now, you know, some chapters in the Old Testament in certain books are not Christianity. All right? It's not for Christians, and they don't even read them in the church. They don't read them in church, right? And I want to tell you too, if you say you're a Christian, if you say God is perfect, let me tell you something. You have a lot of problems. And most likely that you don't really think you have any problem. But I do. Right? Because I grew up with the Bible, even though in my early time I did not have a full reading sense of what is in the Bible. But since I turned adult, way up in adult, maybe 60 years or so, I come to understand generally what the Bible is saying, and the distinction between the Old Covenant, Old Testament, and the New Covenant, New Testament. I know the primary things that someone should really understand about the Bible. And so, the white people use the Bible to catch especially African people, catch them into foolishness. I mean, and what we call it, retarded. They messed up the African people. That's why they write, you know, the Bible about the fall of man. And you don't know what the fall of man is, because when you think it's Adam and Eve in the garden as disobey God, that's not what the Bible is talking about. So that Jesus thing that you think come to save you, no, gotcha. Because there is nothing in civilized history, in prehistory or modern history. There's nothing in it that tells you that Adam and Eve was created by God in a garden. There is no history to tell you that. And in the Bible, you don't have any academic consultant to assure, to affirm that what they tell you about Adam and Eve, it is true, as is, true as is. No, there's nothing there. Now, I just, you know, have to say again, there I go again. There is not much people out there want to talk. And today, I, you know, like, went out and when I think about the people in the world and I think about the way society in general is living, I'm very sorry. My heart is very sorrowful about this, because there's no intelligence. And when I say intelligence, not what the Saddamite government in America or in the U.S. That's not what I'm talking about. Because the white people understand that they cannot survive in the world that we call a civilized world. They cannot survive without they pretend that they are civilized. And that's the problem. That's why white people, they call themselves white supremacists, right? They have no desire in civilization, none whatsoever. And the reason why they behave like they are civilized, it benefits them more than almost anybody else to use civility, because civility is like gas in your tank. You know, at the rate that they don't like to be called homosexual, they don't like to be called gay, they wish they remain gay and nobody don't really call them gay and demean them. But the demeaning of the white people because they are homosexual don't stop them from do all it takes to survive among African people. And they make sure anywhere African people, I call it settle. Because we all come from Africa, South Africa, 100,000 years ago, and come to the Western world. Something happened that, you remember what I say not too long ago, a few minutes ago? I talk about the fall of man. And we know about that in the Bible. But tells, guess what? History tells a different story than what we believe in the Bible. History tells a different story. When I look today and realize that humanity as a whole, right now, Christianity, what the world think about Christianity, and I'm talking about the people who are on the sane side then. At least they were created civilized. But who the white people? White people are not human beings. Okay? That's right. People are hominid. And if you look into the world history textbook, you will find it. And you, if hearing it for the first time, listening to me talking about this, you may be wondering, this guy's mad crazy. But I'm saying to you, no, you're making a mistake. Because I am right. All of what you read in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden and that's where we were born, it's a lie. It is a lie. And I just think that I'm here and I'm talking about this and a lot of people don't like what I'm saying. But what's their grounds for disliking what I'm saying? Because they have knowledge of what I'm saying? Or do they just believe in what they don't know? The latter is true. The people who say they are Christian, they don't know any fact that leads to being a Christian. And that's a fact. And isn't that sad? When I'm telling you about the hope in Jesus, you know, mostly a New Testament message. When you have your hope and trust in what the Bible says and Jesus' word and all them kind of thing, you lost. You are a lost soul because nothing is true in the Bible about redemption and about Jesus and God. Nothing in it is true about that. So what you got to do? If somebody is going to, you know, like come straight to you and address you and tell you that, you know, Jesus never exists. You know, and challenge you that you cannot prove it in the Bible. And then that Christian will have to start talking a whole lot of things they don't know about now because it's hard for somebody to tell you unequivocally, you know, about your belief and you just take it like that. So you have to talk up what your belief is and boast about your belief. Instead, you should be boasting about your knowledge so that you don't fret at nobody. You know, on this planet Earth, you get the source of life where it tell you where we are coming from, how long ago, and everything like that. And who are human beings, different from hominid, primates, apes. Okay, white people are primate apes. That's who you see out there running the world. And why? When I think that the amount of people living on this planet today are as lost can be. And they think, you know, praise Jesus and all this kind of thing, and praise God and all that. They haven't read the Bible in an adequate way. You see, you read a little here, read a little there, read a little there and stuff like that, but you don't concentrate on begin with the Bible where you came into the world. Although that is not in the Bible. While they're talking about God make Adam and Eve and blah, 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 blah. It don't tell you about yourself. You know, it's telling a story. But it's not about yourself like you and I, we used to think. Right? I grew up and believed the Bible too. Grew up and believed the Bible too. All right. Now, let me go back to feature. Tennessee House fallout. VP Harris stand with expelled lawmakers. Live now. It talk about live from. I don't know why it cuts off right here. Anyway, yeah. So VP Harris visited the area of these people and, you know, where they were expelled and things like that. And she was giving cheer and comfort to them, you know, to like continue doing what they're doing and things like that. All right, let's hear some of what they say about it. I think a lot of people already know about this, but I wanted to just talk a little about it and a little about democracy, right? If you are voting for democracy, it's white, European hominid primates. They are the ones that invent that. Oh, I know so much about it. I read the World History textbook where they have a lot of rendition about themselves, although they don't identify themselves. And if you read about the hominid, you probably don't know right off, just like that, that you're talking about Europeans who settled up there as hominid. Hominid Homo erectus. That's right. They settle up there in Europe before human being exists. Yet still, when they're talking, they don't talk about hominid. They talk about human. And if they do talk about hominid, you know, they mix it up with human. That you may not tell the difference if you don't read and wise up as to what they are doing, the sodomite they're doing in the World History textbook. You have to understand it to know the difference. These white people don't want us to understand anything else than what they write in the Bible. You see, because they mix up negative and positive together, the way they want us to believe and follow the concept of Jesus and God, the Father of Jesus. That's what the white people they want. So there's a lot to learn about who we are calling white people. And we are in big trouble with that because it is so long now since they come in and begin to intrude upon our government. You probably don't know that the hybrid people, as a matter of fact, I have to like flip this in. I just found out last night that word indigenous, which way you pronounce it? I think it's N-I-O-U-S, something like that, indigenous, if I spell it right. I just find out that it's not a good word. It's not, and it's popular. Oh, these white people, they feel so nice when we use the things that they give us, and it's blasphemous. Really? They call us indigenous for a reason. I'm not going to tell you right now, right? I'm going to cliff on that one because keep you interested in it and perhaps find out for yourself without me tell you. Look, I know that if we had to deal with what we call the white people, European, if it is only them with the Bible that they have, if it is only them we are faced with, you know, it would not be as bad as it is. But guess what? They have won over so many of us that they call indigenous people. Person, record, tornado, okay. Person, records, tornado, farming in front of them. Yes. I almost had a heart attack. Okay, all right. Now, what I am telling you is, I'm telling you the truth, that the world is in the worst shape it has been. Right? After the BC era. The BC era is the time when civilization flourished. From 100,000 years ago, civilization gradually ceased from being exercised as a government. And you may find it hard to accept what I'm saying. And that is going to really stop you from making changes you should have made or be making now. Because what I'm saying is true. When I tell you that I just did a search on indigenous people, you know, because I use the word a lot of times. and thought that, oh, I assumed it was okay. Listen, it goes to show when we are believer in the church, oh, by the shape we are in, because we are assuming certain words that these sodomite homosexual people form and give us African hybrid people those words to use, like it's a good word, and it takes on that scholars begin to use them, because guess what, for the reason for the word indigenous. What does indigenous stand for? Do you know? I can say to you that I grew up in the church, and for a long time, I grew up in the church, and you know, it's like I am in a space where I don't know much of anything. Since I begin to pay attention to words that I'm reading, it's like the whole good world just come running to me. Like, oh, it's a good thing that I have a mind to access the facts of things. Church is a nasty, dirty, homosexual thing. Church. And if you think I am joking, give me a call. Give me a call and talk to me. Because in your mind, it cannot be true. That statement that I just made, in your mind, if you are like me in my days when I Christian, I would find it hard. Christianity is a homosexual, dirty, nasty institution. I mean, I would have a hard time, you know, to come to that. I mean, I would have to go through some study to before I would agree with it. All right. No, I don't go to nobody, no study, no nothing, but myself becoming aware of what I read. And I didn't just start reading that way because I didn't know the discipline and the principle by myself. Okay? And till I was about 60 years of age, when the thought came to me. No, it's not a voice. It's like silent, like thoughts. Silent thoughts. Because there was no voice or anything like that. But there is a silent thought that came into my consciousness and tell me that's marvelous. That is marvelous. Yeah, that a lot of people now have siblings, you know, with PhD and some other close masters. Okay? That they have a hard time to follow my reasoning. And although my reasoning is practical, just like I'm telling you a while ago about what Christianity is, and you will be stunned to hear what we would call it blasphemy. You think I am blaspheming. when I was Christian. I wouldn't say that because I would be blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. I tell you. But it's not true. No. It sounds bad, isn't it? Sounds bad, right? But I never thought so either. I didn't think in those kind of ways because I was careful about blaspheming the Holy Ghost by saying bad things against God and the Spirit. I come to read prehistory. Yeah, prehistory means before the flood. Flood is like about some 13 or so, 12,000 years ago. It is a real thing. It's in history. Right? And I am telling you that what you see the world, who do you think evangelized the world? You think it's African people? No. It's not African. It's not the people that the white people call indigenous. Christianity is equal to what is called the KKK and the Inquisition. That's what Christianity is. It's as dead or live equal with what I just tell you it is, Inquisition. Inquisition. I don't think a lot of people know what Inquisition is, but the little book I wrote called Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, I talk about that in the book. If you know what? In case you think I'm trying to sell a book, I'm not trying to sell a book. And as a matter of fact, if anybody write to me and tell me that they want a copy of the book, I'll send one free and give them. It's not a joke. Because I am here and I'm talking. You see, nobody not calling. I mean, once upon a time, people would be talking to me because I develop the knowledge of civilization. And therefore, my mind just don't sit one on one level. I keep on learning anywhere from any source that I realize is a good source, whether it be somebody talking to me or, you know, I'm reading a manual and find it to be in line with civilized thinking. It makes sense. You can see signs following, you know, these sayings. They're true. All right? So what I'm trying to say to you, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies. Man never a sinner. You imagine that. And you read this book, and I analyze the book of Genesis, not the entire amount of chapters in there, but like about, maybe like about the first set of chapters of Genesis. I analyze them and match up what history is opposed to history opposed to the Bible. It's not true. It is not true. And those, what you call white people out there, they are not American. Another thing you probably find it difficult to accept. But what I'm telling you is true. These are These are the first criminals that walk the face of the earth, as far as I know. What we call white people. Yeah, I tell you, they are found in the world as a textbook. Right? And now I can talk with more ease now because I realize, you know what? The gods of heaven, and I don't mean out there just in the blue, because when we are Christian, we just look up in the blue sky. We don't think of in terms of a planet. But now I realize there is a planet up there, and those gods that live up there came to Earth. And here, everything that we have here, you know, that, you see, because the gods came to Earth before human beings were created. They are the ones who later create human beings. They did not create white, what you call, hominids. They did not. But they create the hybrid and use, you know, some of their blood to mix with earthling species, a being, okay? And mix their blood with that blood and create us, what they call it, hybridization in vitro, in glass tube. We human beings are the first test tube babies. On Earth, there was none. That science is here because of what the gods brought here. The gods that we talk about, the Elohim that them write in the Bible, they are mocking the Elohim. You hear? And what I tell you, I'm telling you the truth that is only the truth. And it means then, I am saying that with the assurance that I am not wrong. And if you want to look and think I am wrong, read the Bible and see. Read the Bible and see. You see, I just think that based on what my understanding is, I am to hope that the gods, you know, don't change it. Well, they're not going to change their mind. I don't think what is written that the gods say, it is going to go in vain. I don't think so. But we're not talking about them things in the Bible where them talk about prophecy and all that. Those things are not true. I know it's not true. And there's no prophecy fulfilled about Christianity that Jesus, the Messiah, come and nothing like that. It's not true. And when I tell you that we African people are retarded since 100,000 years, you might think I am joking. But when I tell you things about us in history, can't refute, you will see that I am right. I am right. And if you have hope in what the Bible is saying, you will perish, because what is in the Bible is not principality writing. Is hominid people them who turn off human being. You see what I mean? And I am here talking, and you don't expect that anybody is going to call me and refute what I am saying, because what I'm saying is true. And now you're going to find out that where you think hell is heaven there. Yeah. Anywhere Christian think heaven
and a heaven today is hell. You believe the Bible and Christianity. Hell is there. All right? So anytime you hear white people preach and carry on about Jesus, you remember what I tell you. And see if you can do a little research on it. All those things you're reading in the Bible where writing Jesus right in the red writing. You know what? And a red writing supposed to be there is the regular writing. And not in the things that they are writing in there. Very, very few things you may see in there that mean something true. Yes? Anything you see white people stress on and represent it strongly, watch out. You watch out. White people are not human beings. They are killers, okay? They are coming from monkey jungle, okay? And it is our blood them have and a sport and a do we all are the evil things. So I have the capacity to represent it. We have law long before they come and talk about AD and Adamani. But they are the ones that campaign and do all things. We were not around. Our ancestors were back there, and they do a lot of things to destroy the African people's brain. And they succeed. That's why they talk about man fall from grace, you know, fall into sin. These white people are responsible for it. Okay? And they go way beyond what we today think. That, you know, they would just do something, you know, that don't go too far for us to understand it. That's not the way it is. They go, I mean, way, 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 way offline to write things and offer it to us. And they didn't just offer it to us, you know, whether we want to believe it or not. They were killing us. They have laws, 1220 AD. The only thing I have to do is talk it. So the government that they have here is not a government. White people and their government is not government. And all you see they are saying is because they kind of kill us. They kill us off. They kill off the African people who know something. And then the rest of us, our parents, they don't know nothing. Because these white people are there. Their intention, they have their purpose, why they work, they have been killing out the African people, much to know about what they have done, because then you probably might not know about the Neanderthals. You probably hear about Neanderthals like I did hear about Neanderthals. I didn't know that. No relationship between us and them. But reading recently, I find out that, like I said, human being was not created. The gods came to earth and created us. But before the gods created us, and before they came to earth and started the first week, the first day, which means naming the first day, day was always going on for billions of years. So they didn't come and start up the earth and make
like they're talking about put two great lights in and stuff. That's not the beginning of our African creation. Are the white sodomite them that, I mean, take the blood, take our blood and push their blood, disease blood inside of us. That's why we cuckoo today. African people are cuckooing. We don't know ourselves the way we are looking at ourselves today. That's not who we are. I don't mean like your skin color. But it is a fact. It is history that proves it. I want to tell you that they call themselves Christianity or Christian. It is a blasphemous thing. What they are talking about blaspheming in the spirit is the opposite of what they say is true. You see, when they're telling you about blaspheming the spirit, that's not the truth. What they're calling us blaspheming spirit is more or closer to what's being true and not blaspheming spirit. There's no blaspheming spirit. You see, because there was no Holy Ghost that come to nobody upon what they said, this the upper room, cast all foolishness that they have. It's all trash. I say it's all trash. And I know for sure there was a time I wouldn't sit here unable to talk and tell you that. No, because I didn't read and have a good sense of that. I didn't. But I can tell you that now, and would hope that somebody call in and know what they're talking about, and let us talk. I have a good friend, Mr. Solution. We used to talk on the radio, and he would come and visit my show a few times, and we talk. And it so happens that our talk fade away, and I would wonder if he's still around lately. Until about maybe like 2-3 months ago now, he came back and he visited me. And, you know, I saw this 111 calling, and I, you know, I know a few people using the 111 number. I didn't know. But when I open up the mic, it's a good thing I have a policy to always try to open the mic when I see somebody come in. Don't keep them holding on and hanging on, and, you know, if, you know, but give them liberty, like, to know that they're welcome here and stuff like that. All right. So he came back and we had a good talk. We had a good talk, and he said he always remember. He remember the times that we used to talk, and he came back to see me or to hear me, and you know, and he see that I am well, I am still carrying on and talking. And we talked that on that show about maybe two hours or so. Yeah. And I was happy. He was happy. However, we got into, you know, I mean, anybody is listening to the show, they would already hear it, okay? But it's into the stock, you know. Mr. Solution is a very brilliant guy, right? I based on the way he speaks, he's European, right? So you can just understand what I'm saying now. you know. You can tell that he's very academic, and therefore, you know, over the past 10 years that we don't talk, I have read and developed a lot. Now, when you read good and develop your sense about things that you'd ordinarily just assume and believe, you know, now you have assurance of the source that put it out and the right source. So, look, if you make mistake now, are your problem. But when you read and all the things that people are believing and talking and going to church and assuming and praise Jesus and God and heaven and find out that nothing don't go so. That's what is happening. That's what is happening. A whole lot of things, if I were to like tell you that in the Bible that I had believed and don't make no sense. I mean damagingly. Your brain is damaged, and by believing these things, it makes us worse. The Bible is not for us. And what these white people are doing is a scam, and they have reason why. But you have to go further in the reason to know that they were the first to walk on the earth upright. These white people and their species, meaning the hominid species. Now, poor little me never know nothing about that, you know. Until I turn adult, old man, you see what I mean? I'm old man now, and, you know, looking forward to a better spiritual life before I am dead. You know, I look at the what they call the political world, and I look at a lot of our West Indian countries, place like Haiti, think about it, Jamaica, and other places like these. And, you know, I have found out some facts that it's alarming that these things are not true, and we believe them. Don't make any sense. All right. So I tell you, the book Bamboozled, I don't want you to think that I'm selling the book, because like I tell you, I have given, you know, quite a number of these books away. But this book is the things that I wrote in there, I wrote them with a vengeance. I wrote them with a vengeance because, you know what? I don't have any respect for white people. What you call white people, because they are not human beings. That is what I have discovered. And look, anybody out there who is on the other side of what I'm saying, you want to have a chat about it? You want to have a chat about it? You look at these sodomite, I mean, European people call themselves American, you listen to me. Look, I'm not into that, okay? When you read and you have a sense of what is, let's say, a certified manual, okay? That means nobody's supposed to have anything hidden up, headed up into these, you know, world history textbooks. But in this case, it's different, because with sodomite,
homosexual, it go in the opposite direction. These hominid white Europeans, what they are about is sex. Their main purpose for being everywhere the African people go. And you may say, I wonder if he knows what he's talking about. And that you're free to ask yourself, because if we've been around so long and don't know certain things, you don't need to be frightened anymore, because the kind of things them that I believed and no longer believe them, you just think about that. Just think about that. Yeah, I wrote this book, Bamboozled by Seed by Lies, these the Christian world, which, you know, it's all a European thing, right? And they got us believing in Adam and Eve. It's our story they use and turn it upside down. And we don't know that. They make laws to kill us, to drive us out from where we are. Hey, these sodomite white people, they don't care where we live. They care about where they live. And they follow us everywhere we go and take away what we have and say it's theirs. Oh, you're going to have a problem to talk to me. You know, is when I am dead, you don't talk to me. But as long as I am alive and what I have to say, watch, you watch. No white people not able to stand up in front of me and tell me about Jesus. Because it really doesn't exist. It doesn't matter what they write and say about Jesus. These are homosexual. You see, these are homosexual. And what they do against us, who it is simply because we are created and they get to violate us. Why they are talking and having picnic that look like human. And they're, you know, and what they're doing today. Yeah, it is because of our creation. And they spin, because them have our blood, them can, you know, think pretty much like human being to a certain extent. Okay? But they want to destroy our generation that's coming up that don't know. So they come here and see, they make up universities. They make up all the institutions that belongs to us, that we are the one who's supposed to run these institutions. Do you know why we are not running our institution? It is because they put their disease blood inside of us. Okay? If you think I am lying, these faggots that you see out there, that's what they did. That's why we don't have any sense. That's why we don't know that we have kingship and every great thing on the planet. We don't know. Because, you know, I get a little squeezed through. My attitude is to, like, want to know, you see what I mean? I want to know. And as much as I can know, I want to know. When I know, that's it. Okay? I don't know of anybody that I am to feel afraid of when I know, and I know my boundaries. These white people are only dressing up and behaving like they are human beings. But they are not human beings. And they cannot prove it in the record.
academic consultant World History textbook. They cannot prove it.
Now, when I say that, and they're hearing me, at least, you know, it's the normative for people to like say, hey, what are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about. I don't have anybody yet. I don't have one single soul to call me and refute when I say America, not America, but what do they call it? USA. When I say USA, don't have a government. America has a government, but not United States. What's the difference between United States and America? These sodomites, right? All they want is to turn the entire African set a race of people. They want them to become sodomites. And that's all they are about. And if you think then I am short of proving it to be true, come on, ding me up. Ding me up. And let's get into it. And then I'll read you the proof in World History textbook. And you will find out why they follow us to the Western world. New Zealand, Australia. They follow us and kill us because by then we are, you know, we are retarded so badly by their disease that them use and kill us. When them come invade us, they use their bad disease on us and kill us. It is written. Okay? You can find them on PBF or something like that. You can get them in proper document online, right? Especially, I'll give you. I can give you the link. I can give you the link so that you can read it yourself. Because we are not reading. See? But I'm going to tell you, when you hear me talking this, is for you to know that, you know, a person who know what they're talking about don't need to be afraid of nobody. Except you have reason to afraid of them. Me not have no reason to afraid of sodomite white people because they don't belong in America. They are not American. White people, gay white people, they come from Europe. And I read where they come from, where they were before they go into Europe, right? They all develop into Africa, South Africa, right? And 1.5 million years, they go up into Europe. Now, I know that these people like to kill our people if they talk the truth. Like, you know, all those guys that we know out there that been talking and they walk, they go and kill them. They are so fierce because call themselves gay, right? Fucking batty, okay? White people, fucking batty. That's their thing, okay? Well, if they think that we would duck and hide from them and afraid of what they have, all of the things that they have to kill us, well, don't stop. Keep on doing it then. You know what I mean? That's the way I see it. You want to continue doing it? There would be a day when you stop. Okay? And it means it would be a day that I enjoy talking the truth. You see? And if you think that, oh, you take over everywhere we have and we can't talk, you lie. And you're not even human beings. So just think of where you are on this whole thing. When you kick us around, it's basically because our brain is no longer good to even defend ourselves. That's not the way we were. We were not created like that. Okay? Okay? So if you think that our God can't turn you into dumb idiot, let you fuck all about the body where you want to fuck until you're dead, they can make you darn do just that. They can make you do that. And that's what you write the Bible for. To turn us and look at all the things that you have done to us. How many holocausts, people you kill. We don't kill none of you guys. Look at Mandela. Look at what these faggots do to Mandela. They don't have no government. None. Where can they get government from? When they call themselves Romans, they call themselves all sorts of things, right? And you track their origin. They're not human beings. They suck something out of the human blood for them bad disease blood inside of us. And we don't have no sense no more, really. And only those that begin to raise up out of the retardation, right? And I am one of them. I am just one of the people who grow up and don't know whether I'm going or coming. I believe, so tell. And the worst thing is to believe something you don't know. And that's all I could do. Okay? So the point is, now that I know the truth, no, oh my God, no, I have one tongue, but, equivalent to, how many thousands of tongues I have right now to talk the truth, because you know what? I don't sense anything that is telling me, no, cool down. I don't sense none of that. It is for me to say it because, it is even written, he art made my tongue, sharp. Yeah, that's right. He make me to hear as the learned. I can hardly see, but I see through the darkness and see the light. So what I have to say, it must be said. And these sodomites, the gods will take care of them, because the places that they come and remove our king and all the, even the military, these guys steal, okay? And no more government kingship is in action. The old institution is here. The tangible, the intangible knowledge of our kingship is here, our government. And if they come in and interrupt and take over and say, yeah, they are the ones ruling the world. This fucking asshole, fucking penis, white people. Yeah. And they want us to do it. You stay there and laugh and think I am joking. I'm telling you, these sodomite white people, the only reason why you see they behaving the way like they're behaving right now, you can see, they can hardly stop from doing the whole bunch of sodomite madness. They can hardly stop. But if you see how they are making a lot of effort to be like they are civilized human beings, can't you see it? You better see it. Because the history is not wrong. What, if you talk about history, that's not what I am talking about. okay? I don't do nothing with his or hers story. They can do what they want with it. I want the history, H-I-S-T-O-R-Y. That's what I want. So, yeah, so I am a little guy, but let me tell you something. The truth inside of me is big like the planet, right? That's how I treat it. I am not living another life. I'm living this life that I'm talking. I imagine and I see it. I witness that I have reason to be me, to think like me, and not these fucking licking batty ass all white people. I talk about they have a government. They do not. They do not. You hear? They do not. Why do they have to come everywhere we are? It's proved they never had anything. You can tell that white people don't come from nowhere. They don't come from nowhere. And they only know that everybody afraid of them because they'll kill you. They'll kill you. Well, you look here. I mean, if that's the way it is that your destiny? Go and do it. If it is your destiny, who can stop you? You know, if you are destined to do that, you have a power there nobody can stop. But don't get crazy, you know, and unable to do what you're supposed to do, because you get confused and become worse than us. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I am not worse off. And if I have, I really do have brain dysfunction. Because I grow up and the way I grow up, that's not the way a human supposed to be. It's the things that they do to us put us into slavery underneath them. And you can read Numbers 27 and 8 and see. Oh, we are warned to not mingle with these people. Why do you think white people are mingling up with us? It is because our brain is gone. Over time, we go down. Our brain is down, and we think we are all right. We're not. Now that I say it, some people might really look and say, but you know what? It looks like him a talk some truth. A whole heap of truth may talk. I'm not joking. I am not joking. As far as I'm concerned, look, nobody's going to intimidate me about things I say because it's true. These white people want the world of sober, of civilized people who don't know where for though. They want us to dread them. They don't want you to look on them like who they are, okay? Because where they are coming from, they don't look like who they are right now. What they are is not what they were. They were, no. Okay? But these people, I mean, every day you see the society coming and going from one nation to the other, you are seeing the criminals. You are seeing the gay demons. That's what you're seeing. Okay? You think about how they want our minds to keep where their disease put us and the amount of us that they kill. Yeah. I can tell you that, hey, this, the world that we live in right now, that's not the world we are supposed to live in. It's not, okay? And I am prepared to defend our right to live in a civilized world. Really. Okay? Since I realized that the church was nothing more than a whole faggot institution. And all of their talking and how they, you have to do this and do that under the name of A.D. Anno Domini. And we don't worth kush you can. Because these white fucking asshole white people endeavor to look like human beings and forcing us to accept them. You know, they think once you talk the way I do, they think that, oh, you know, they have to silence you. Well, you know what? I know that the day would come when you have to stop. I know that. You know? And when? Today, I see today as a day when you stop. When you stop. And when you stop, you're going to stop forever. So right now, I don't see you killing anybody. I don't see you going out. And if you do it, you must probably do it into some kind of way. I mean, real peculiar way. But as far as I know, your time is up. Look at these white people and listen to what they talk about money all day long. They look at Trump. All of them dying over what Trump is talking about. Look, Trump turned a madman long time and they're still behaving like, you know, they criticize him a little bit and stuff like that. But Trump is doing what he wants to do. He may go into their prison and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, Trump may not even care about that. He does what he wants to do and they're talking about he could be even president from in a prison. You see, and his own peers, they are criticizing him and like they did not sanction to kill off the African people. You know, they behave like they were not a part of it. Many, 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 many millions of the African people, they all have killed to be sitting down talk about democracy. These fucking ass white people, they don't give a darn about us. And until we find ourselves, before they are going to shock, get into a shock. Yeah. Yeah, because it doesn't matter anywhere these gays would see somebody like me has to be a place that belongs to me. Our creator give it to us. They don't belong on the same turf. So it means they ain't gonna look, if they would have like find some way, I don't know why they would put me in front of a judge, because they don't have no judge to stand up in front of me. They don't have a judge to stand up in front of me. Because what I'm going to say to that judge, they are sodomites. What do you expect? I'm not a sodomite. Okay? I am a civilized person. And you know what? It is my kind that brought human civilization, spread it around the world. Human. Yes, that's a fact. And I'm telling you, my friend, I'm telling you what is in me, because when I, you know, I think about what is out in the world out there and, you know, and my people that are over the world and they can't even, you know, they can go earn a bread and stuff like that, but they don't know, they don't have reason. They don't have reason. They're talking a whole bunch of rubbish and don't know. Okay? So what I'm saying, I can't be at peace with this. I'll learn something to write about Jesus and God. All nasty, stinking foolishness. You see, and they have the world, you know, bowing down and sucking it out. All right. You know, I told you, right here, I have, if you want to come into my chat room at any time, I give you this link right here that you will see counting the dead, estimating the loss of life in the indigenous Holocaust. All right, this word indigenous, again, I tell you, is a stinking word. Okay, and even these guys don't realize it; they accept it. It shows you where our brain is at. We should not be using a word like this called indigenous. I-N-D-I-G-E-N-O-U-S. We should not be using it. But like I tell you, it's like about yesterday or a day before, I realized when I read the reason, the definition for indigenous, you know, we are not indigenous people. Because these white nasty people say we are and making distinction. They're not supposed to be here to make distinction between them and us. You know, but look at the way they talk about us though. Look at the way they talk about us in their own document. You see, and in document that you have scholars, several scholars wrote about the way they treat us. We don't have no government but their faggot government, A.D. and Adamani. And then when we go into church, we sing Christmas carols. The same thing that they are spreading all over the world, and we get into it too. And we have to look to them to feed us. When we don't know the truth, you see what I mean? If we know the truth, I tell you what, they would have died out long time ago. White people would have died out long time ago if we had the truth inside of us and this old bunch of nonsense what they're talking about fall from grace. If we didn't fail, they couldn't come close to us. You see? But look at them now, and we are have to be holding on to their coat. Their coattail, 1492, you think about the Holocaust back then that they put onto us. And now become like, oh, they are the royalty of earth. You see what I mean? When I am telling you, I am an earthling telling you that what we call white people are not human beings in history, right? And it will be that they cannot call me and talk. Because homosexuals call my show, and they are so dumb. All they want to talk about is fucking asshole. Yeah. So when you see all these guys up in the White House up there in Washington, and you see them gather up and about like they're having political. We think it's something great. No, it's not anything great. It's our disgrace. Because they should not be on our turf, and we are by them. Okay? We are here unquestionably, long before they thought about coming to invade us. Right. You see what I mean? And now they come and take control. Can't you see something wrong? Don't you see something is wrong? They cannot come in front of me. They can't come in front of me when I'm alive and my bearings is there. Because I read and I find out. And I'm saying, Look, you go up into Europe from Africa, and you were just making stone tools 1.5 million years ago. What do you expect us to say today? What do you think we are to say? If because you do something to turn us idiot and you can take away our wealth and even the people in Africa, none of them no have any sense. They can't administrate government, right? And what we accustomed to under the kingship government is everything that came down from heaven, Nibiru, to earth for us. And you come in and say you're taking it up and everything like that. Come in front of me and you will see. You will see what happened. Because I tell you what, when you can't give account for something, you know, you're just as good as a living dead. So it is. And that's how I see it. That's how I feel, and that's how I express it. But this is what I'm looking at inside here. You know, they come here and they start to kill us. You know, see what I mean? Yes, and we begin to lose our life. And what they want? They want to lessen because they kill our subgroup, Neanderthal, and extinct them. And blame us, say, we come with our speech, you know, better, higher level, and that's why the competition between we and them, which means they are our brethren. And these sodomites now are talking about, you know, they die out because of us. These fucking ass white people, they are the fuckingest lying thing on planet Earth. You see? And as it is now, they get us to think that they are cool. Yeah, they get us to think so. But, you know, the tornadoes. Zeus thing. Tornadoes. Zeus. And I tell you, that's a weapon that is already named to wipe out these people. Remember, there was a first Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, there is a second Sodom and Gomorrah. Watch out. And you will see a lot of African people out there with, you know, with their little things in their hands because tornadoes done crush up what they have, and they're lucky their life is spared. But you look and see what's happening. A frequency of tornadoes is aiming at the life product that these people have. Their houses, if they have any garden and stuff like that, anything for them to make life, it's gone. Right? And you would think that they would think and say, oh my God, you know, we God is against us. Because there is no, I mean, which there are few ways portrayed to us that things wrong. Right? And one of those ways is a tornado that directly attack what these people are. And destroy it. Now, do you want anything more clear? Now, if it were a man with a tractor come and start bucking down your house and thing like that, what would you say? Yeah, I mean, you would put the law of the land on that person. But when it happened from the Almighty that is displeased with mankind, remember the flood that is gone, that mankind was never good, and a lot of them get destroyed. Now, these white people were mixed up with us. Now, they don't care because, you know, they mix up around among us. You see that? Yeah. So I'm telling you, the reason why they're behaving the way they are now, they see that, you know, the things are not, you know, not looking good. Because remember, there was an early time when they came to America, there were fewer hurricanes. And remember those times, Africa never have hurricane. No, they didn't have hurricane or tornado. I think I'm right about that. But for sure, the tornado was very scarce. And possibly it appears like it didn't have no hurricane, right? I hope I'm not wrong with that. But what I'm trying to tell you, now they have a thing called alligator pan or something like that, right? And now they say, they states them that tornado frequent is expanding. It is going to other states now, right? And they say science don't really know. No, what it takes to see what is happening in America over the past 400 years or so. What it takes for you to see the difference? No, they're not going to see it. They're going to say it's climate change. It's climate change. You are going to see things that, you know, you don't expect to see. See? Because what has happened on Earth, human being has forgotten it. They don't know what it is to recognize the majesty of heaven that came to Earth and the splendid things that have been done on the planet, and why we should give praise and honor. And as a matter of fact, it's written in the World History textbook. And these white fucking ass thinking white people, they know what it is about the gods. They know about the gods. They know. There are going to be things to wipe out iniquity of the land, right? And why they come everywhere we are and sink themselves in? I have a thinking that they do it because they find out, you know, from like back 100,000 years ago, when they began to talk, they realized that, you know what? They going to come and settle everywhere we go because they want to hide. And say they make refuge their hiding place. That's what they say. The reason why white people are cloaking up among the African people, they know the wrath of the God, and the way to hide themselves is to be among the people who are of the gods. We fear the gods. And they were pretending that they fear the gods as well. And they think that they prosper because of the gods. They know all of that. But you see, no sooner than they learn certain things, they're more than gods now. They don't care nothing about, you know, you see, they take all of the things that the gods established. Once they realize that they can do the same thing, now they are wrongly emulating. That's what they're doing. It's not natural, but that's what they are doing. If it's not time for us to call them faggots and homosexual because they say they're ruling, well, something is wrong with us. White people are faggots. They are body fuckers and woman fucking woman, man fucking woman. That's what they are. and don't think that they change. These folks do not change. And if we can talk like America belongs to us, then we leave it to them? No. No. They don't have no hiding place. Get out. Get thee out from among us. We don't want you among us. And see, the God is going to clean them out. And those of us who believe and go to church and in Jesus, they will perish just like in the flood gone by. Those of us who were not honoring the gods, they got destroyed in the flood. Yeah, and a second time is coming. And these guys who keep on coming, you know, next door to us, and you have to go to the same shopping center and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. They do it for a reason. And it is written that they say, when God said that he's going to destroy them, they're going to say, well, we don't care. We make lies our refuge. That's what they're going to say. And when the overflowing scourge come down, it will not take us. That's what they said. But the response is, because when the overflowing scourge come, it will take them out. They think that the gods are limited like them. But that's a lie. Because look what is happening now. They think that they could keep what they call an equally yoke life the way they want. But back in the 17th century or the 18th century, the kind of stuff what they were doing back there, they had to cut it out long time ago. Okay? They had to cut it out long time ago. They have to modify themselves. And they modify themselves to look like almost unquestionable. They look like human beings. You know what I mean? But they are adjusting and fooling us as they go along, and we're not paying attention to what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And my friends, I tell you, you have this link here. I can give it to anybody. Let you read it. Let you read it. And yeah, it's a PDF, okay? And anytime you come along, I can get you this. So, yeah, I'm able to, like, put it into the chat room, and anybody can come and get it. Yeah. Not a joke. And you can see, you know, what they talk about here. And it's a serious thing because, you know, if you feel a little sick and stuff like that, you know, you go to the doctor and, you know, I mean, you find something terminal bothering you, and, you know, you find out that you don't have too long to live, right? Who's going to stop you from dying? These sodomite people that you see here, they can't do nothing for you. I mean, if you go to the doctor and, you know, the doctor don't know whether you and you're dead, you know, all kind of things can happen. So these white people have spilled so much of their disease on us. How many of us are dead because of their fleas and their disease that they use willfully? You see, and when you're gone, have sex with them, you don't know what you're doing. because the history is there to tell you that, you know, you don't have the same brain. You don't have the same blood, okay? And we are suffering over, you know, the 100,000 years ago because of them. And here they are, right up on us and a hide between us. That's what they're doing. You see what I mean? And behave like they're one of us. Well, I tell you, and the best thing I can do. Now, let's get to what I talk about. When these sodomites, you know, some people will think that, you know, they have to fight back because they feel like it's a government they are, it's their government they are in. When I tell you that we are retarded over 100,000 years ago, many generations of us, we descend below our quality of brain performance, right? And all these white people do with the church is to nourish us with their disease. That's all they do. That's all they have been doing. It's the reason why now I am showing you things that they are doing to us. They are not even humans. And look at what they can do to us. Because they get some of our blood, a little drop of our blood they get. And look at what they are doing with us. We have not been able to defend ourselves. Okay? And you treat them like they are your superior. Can't you see that? Okay, well, we were not like that 200,000 years ago. We were not like that. And when we are leaving, when we are leaving Africa 100,000 years ago, we were not like who we are here today. And if you can look upon that and know that we are in serious trouble, you are in serious trouble, you need to start think and read and cleanse yourself. Otherwise, you're no good. You weren't created for anything else other than how valuable the gods think, they think we are worthy of living, right? The day when they wanted us to work are all gone now. We are here on our own, and they think that, you know, if we are good, you know, we can enjoy life. So we are here now, like, you know, we don't know any reason for our life. We don't know, except that you believe all these old bunch of faggot foolishness in the Bible. That's where we are. We believe all these nonsense. And then when you hear something that makes sense, you don't have any way of distinguishing and appropriating, you know, whether or not we are in the right position of life or not. You know, they are saying that Jesus died for all the sins of the world and all them kind of foolishness. And they write about St. Paul and Jesus, you know, send him to the, you know, to the Gentiles and all this kind. A whole bunch of foolishness that we are glad to believe because we don't have no other preoccupation. We were not created like that. If you read our history, and maybe you don't even bother want to read our history because you're glad for the Bible, and the Bible is not true. You know, it took me a long time to discover it. But I am telling it to you, but you have to take it upon your own self because, you know, it's not for somebody to, like, drill you on. You know what I mean?
you need to do something. You need to think, because your life is in bad shape. The gods, if you know when they were here, they control the atmosphere, the rain, and everything, lightning, thunder, and all that. You see, they have this planet under their control. And if you want to take it for something else, you can do that. I'm taking it for exactly what I'm telling you. So I'm telling you, the quotas that they have is not for us Africans who are created by superiors that came to Earth and needed us to work. And if after that, you know, they make us, we can enjoy life on our own because we are intelligent people. We have their blood, children of the Most High. That's what it is. These faggots, I mean, white people, they don't belong to us, and they are trying to make us think that they do. You see, yeah. They manage to gain the upper hand where they steal everything and managing everything, and we don't have any sense, and we think we do. But everything we do, we have to do it under their power and follow what they say. You don't see. You see? When... It's because we turn fool. You turn fool. Yeah. And a faggot. You know, and a lot of us will not turn faggot, but some will. And some have. Yeah. My friend, we don't value anything unless we value something in the eyes of the gods. And it's not that the gods, like what you talk about, God in the Bible. Because there is no God in the Bible. The white people, the Sodomite, them write that. You see? And they write it for our sake because they see they have the upper hand over us. Thinking. Yeah. We there is hardly any of us that can override them unless you get enlightened and renew your senses. You see, this is what is happening. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, it's not government, but it's that's how they control us, and the AD and the Domini. That's not civilization. Jesus is not civilization. God is not civilization. Elohim gods are. Okay? If you want to elevate yourself, you will have to dedicate yourself to understand. And it's the only thing that's going to help you. All right. So now I'm going to tell you that the VP, Kamala Harris, she went and was cheering up these guys. Tennessee's Republican-led House expels two Democrat lawmakers. These guys, as brilliant as they are, they still don't get it yet that this is not their government for them to participate in. But because they don't know, I tell you about the syndrome, retardation syndrome. They are affected. These guys are brilliant, but they are affected. And they don't make the contact, okay? They would receive the what we call it is called It's the legacy of the hybrid gods.
the Elohim gods, is what they give to us. These white people take it and say it's theirs. Okay? And I'm telling you about the incident 100,000 years ago, how their disease get inside of our system, the blood. And they get some of our blood. It is vice versa. But the effect on them was to see things and to reason things they didn't. You could say, well, they had good, fairly reason. They could make stone tools. It's not a lot, but they had something like that. It was not a civilized product that they make, but they could do look at something, and they didn't. They couldn't talk. They could not talk. Inalienable rights is what I want to tell you about. Under our king, before these sodomites come to America and interfere with our people, you could read and see they were doing fine. No complaints, except they have retardation. But they were doing a lot of things. Even with that retardation, it's just that it hurts where we cannot afford to lose our sense of direction like that. We couldn't maintain our government. These guys come along and they could trick us and beat us out of what is rightfully ours. That's what happened, you see? And you will find out that somebody like me who just read to a ordinary level and reading and finding out things like I'm telling you, it's not, I don't have any parents or friend or cousin or not like that. That helped me out with this. It's my will to analyze and to look at things and to compare. And it is a gift in my mind that I can cross-reference certain kind of things and look at the difference between things and make a conclusion what it is, right? So you will find that when we get back to our senses, all of the things then that we used to believe, they will go, they'll get thrown out. They'll get thrown out because it has nothing to do with civilization. And once you start seeing what civilization is, so many people out there don't know what civilization is. Okay? And therefore, you will find if you think that you are an African person, who nothing ain't wrong with you. So why are you working under a white man? Why white people is doing everything for you as far as government thing concerned? You have to be under them. They're setting whatever position they want to control us. That's what they are doing. So if you think that you are right, because you have a lot of university degrees and stuff like that, but look at the big picture. Why are we not governing ourselves like in the time of the kings? How about that? But you think that you are right. No, you're under the syndrome. You see, because you reading Bible and a praise Jesus. You know, I could almost guess that these guys that, you know, the Democrat lawmaker who throw them out of their new post, right? Two Democratic lawmakers over gun reform protests.
fails in bid to oust a third. So they decide that the two African men must go, but a white woman they did not put out. So it's the racism. What I'm trying to tell you, I have every proof that it's not a government. What they're talking about, federal government, is not a government. And push come to shove, easily, anybody can come to me and I prove it to you. They have Jesus and God as, you know, God and Savior and all them kind of thing there. And they cannot prove nothing about it. It's true. Nothing at all. But we are under the retardation syndrome. And because you can fly plane and you can do all kind of thing, you think like, you know what? You think like, you know, you can do anything, but you now look at the government part. Why aren't you a king to carry out all of the ordinances of the gods who created us? You're under these white people who create them. Nobody no create them but those who we don't know that create the system that we are in. But the gods that created us is not, they don't come like they are the higher, but that they are below those who create the system. You see that? Their will is what makes things what it's supposed to be. The planet and how, you know, it's inhabited and stuff like that. These guys came here and fortify the earth and make it habitable for people to live on it. Okay? History is there to show you the time of, you know, of the vacuous time when the hominid bipedal, they never come here yet. They were not evolved yet. And they come and they were able to live uncivilly. They are uncivilized. Monkeys are uncivilized thing. Primates, right? They are uncivilized. And that's where the white people are coming from, 100%. Okay? Homo erectus, our subgroup. And I'm telling you, all they're doing now is like riding on the time that they have. And they're not thinking about a change that is going to, totally destroy them. They're not thinking about that. They think that they are right. Now, you know, it's all wrong. It is all wrong because sodomy is not a natural thing that anybody can work with. You just cannot condone sodomy. And that's what them like. A freedom culture that. And we have the history to tell us that they don't have anything to do with us, okay? They don't have any moral, legal jurisdiction to do with us. They belong to Europe, okay? A being that has no civilization at all, none, okay? White people are not civilized except for the blood that they have in them, but they get from us. After 200,000 years ago, let's say like 100,000 years ago, white people don't stand on anything. You know, they're standing on our ignorance right now. But who we are and to whom we belong, we don't know now because these guys use their disease on us. Okay? So if we don't get cure from it,
Yeah, you can go up as high as you want in good education and things like that, but you work for them. Yeah, that's what is happening. All right, let's tell you now about stooping. When we are asking these people for equality. No, we are created the highest being in humanity, but we are here now out of knowing. We are out of knowing. Okay? And whenever someone step up who have the knowledge of the history of the gods, and when they came to earth and set up the first calendar, the sun calendar, the solar system. You see, that's where the power come from. And if somebody come up and begin to say exactly what the gods are about and who we are, they are done. These white people will be done, because nobody is going to come here speaking like a god. They will never be able to stand, because they are going to say certain things that no being cannot stand. Yeah, their words will do that. You can't stand up to it. And you think that, oh, you know, the overflowing skirt. All right, well, when you're getting too much water on the earth, you will see what to do with it, right? Yeah, you can't stop the gods from loading up too much water in those clouds. You can't stop them. And you will see what it is going to mess up for life around you. All right. So I am telling you that we shouldn't be going. It's because of our failure why we're going to these guys and say we turn congressman and all that kind of stuff. That's not our government. And it means that you're lacking something. It means that you're under the retardation big time. Big, big, big time. What you see they are doing there, they're wrongly emulating us. They're wrongly emulating us because they didn't bring anything here to the earth. I'm going to tell you, they leave Africa and go up into Europe, and they could only make stone tools. At the Bronze Age is another place you can look and see. These people have nothing to do with the Bronze Age. They were not even into politics yet when the Bronze Age was ended. Okay. The Bronze Age ended, and it's about like 8 years after they go and overthrow the Roman king. 509 BC. Now, look at the examples we have in history to observe. You see, the reason why nobody don't affect these white people is because we don't come up with the history and the fact that, you know, the gods apply to their ways and teach us. We were okay until these guys put their disease inside of us, whichever way they do it, sexually, and stuff like that, and otherwise. That's right. See, we are having picnic with them, and that is no, no, no. When you have a brain messed up with disease, you're no good for being, you know, civilized person. You don't worth anything now, and this is what is happening. This is what is happening. And we fail. It's hard for us to realize it. You see, somebody have to drag you and, you know, push you now to think hard to understand. We are not the same people like we were 200,000 years ago. And when we were leaving Africa 100,000 years ago, we were okay. When we get into trouble and our blood stream was affected, we turn idiot. We can only do certain things. So we come to the Western world and do a lot of things. But then you find out we fail. When these people much, many, many years later come and begin to like, you know, show up themselves, and then they realize that we don't have that thing, you know, to keep them away from us. You see, because our words and behavior would have kept them away from us if we were pure. But we're not pure. We are defiled. And it's the reason what is going on now, right? Now, in my state of mind that I'm in right now, who is going to come and talk to me and prevail? And they're not pure. They are sodomite and all that. The worst on planet Earth, right? How can they stand up in front of me and talk and sustain and say that they have government and all that? They would never live to do that. They can't live and do that. You know, if they ever like pass by me, that's one thing, but to have a conversation with me, they never can get anything right because it just don't exist. It just don't exist. So it tells you, all right, the power is going to like go further than somebody just walk by you because they hear and the problem is ongoing. But you're going to go further with it. It's going to go further, right? Because I'm going to give them harder to get out, okay? And they going to have to obey that order, right? And I am writing, and I'm telling them they need to get out. But that's warning. It is warning. I am warning to get out. And they can stay there and take it for a joke until it's not a joke anymore. And it's a moment when now it's over with. Okay? So it goes on now. I'm telling you that this quote thing that we are going in and looking position from these white people, that them want. That's what they want. You see, because our eyes are dull and we're not seeing anything better than what they are offering. We're not seeing. And that's why I'm trying to tell you, we are coming from kings. Then you're telling me we fall from being king? This king in Rome, they take him out and Africa, the entire Africa did nothing to stop them. So this is the case I'm showing you. If you're not seeing, you won't see nothing wrong, and you don't know the reason why you think it is God's will why these people are treating us the way they do. Read the book in Genesis, because there are things in the Bible that are not Christian stuff, and you have to be reading properly to understand those things. Otherwise, you take the whole thing for the word of God and nothing don't go like that. And so, I'm telling you that these people can't have no government, never in eternity. They cannot run no government because everything they are doing, is wrong emulation because they couldn't talk. And when you know exactly the time on what transpired, you don't have any problem with, you know, understanding what happened over time because your mind is clear now and you can see. But apart from that, you're not going to see as clear as it may be to a person who is seeing, you will have problem and you may have a lot of education and still can't see what the person is telling you. This is what is happening. Psychologically, this is our problem. okay? And you read the Bible and it tell you about Satan who came and tempted Jesus and all them kind of thing. And you believe it. It's not true. You know, none of those things don't happen. Never true. All right. We're going now and see where we are groping against the wall. Pamela Harris came to boost up these guys because she too, she doesn't have the kind of sight to realize that when she become vice president, she's somebody with veil over her eye. She's not seeing civilization. She's seeing what the white people them say. You see? So she have to now, but you can see she's exercising a certain amount of sense to know that these guys wrong. But she cannot get it completely right. And she have to abide by their constitution. You see? So it shows that we are in something that is complex now, and if you are not able to come to the point of seeing exactly in history what took place, you will be under these white people forevermore. All right, so here it goes now. So these guys house these two guys, right? And somehow they're trying to work it out now or something like that. But it's the same problem I'm telling you. You're always under these white guys who are sodomites. They are not human beings. That's a fact. All right. Nashville, CNN, in an extraordinary emotionally charged session, marked by tense exchange. Yeah, tense exchanges and punctuated by boos and chants from onlookers. Tennessee's Republican controlled House of Representatives voted to expel two black lawmakers, but failed to oust a third representative. A week after the three Democrats led a gun reform protest in the chamber, the crowd in the gallery erupted in boos and chants following both expulsion and loud cheers when the vote counted turned up just short of the bid to oust Rep. Gloria Johnson. The session lasted even hours. The vote overruled violations for Rep. Justin Jones split along party lines, 72-25, while the vote in Rep. Justin Pearson's case was 69-26. Johnson's vote was 6530 expulsion from the house requires a two-third majority of the total membership. Protesters upset with action on gun violence reform after the deadly mass shooting at the Nashville school again flooded the state capitol on Tuesday as the season to vote on the expulsion a step the state house well a step the state house has taken only twice since the 1860s was to begin. During the debate over his expulsion, Jones said, "We call for you all to ban assault weapons." And you respond with an assault on democracy after surviving her vote. Johnson, who is white, was asked why there was a difference in the outcome for her and Jones. Who is black? Filipino. It might have to do with the color of our skin, she said. U.S. country filled with educated scholars, but still use about 10% of their brains. I tell you. All right, I want to thank you for tuning in, and let's play a little music here.
I used to think that love was just a fairy tale, until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly life has words are not enough to say what I feel inside. Holding hands as we walk along the shore, never felt like of it before. Now you're all I'm living for. Suddenly life has new meaning to me. There's beauty up above and things we never take notice of. You wake up and suddenly you're in love. Each day I pray this love affair would last forever. Suddenly life has new meaning to me. Suddenly, you're in love. Ooh, there's beauty up above, things we never take no. Suddenly, you're in
this is to the okay 18. Oh, I thought it was right. So nothing there is nothing to do there. So it's 18, 19, 18. Today's 18.